Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Now, this is Friday the 13th, yes, and you keep trying to tempt fate, but the great thing about Fridays is it's F&B Friday.
F&B Friday, so who do we have today?
Yeah, so we are going to be speaking to Petrina Lowe. So Petrina is the chef and owner of Morsels. She took a really big career change. Would you do that? Are you brave enough to take a big career change?
Yeah, that's a big one because you are really stepping out of your comfort zone to do something new and you don't know if that will work out. So you need a lot of guts and maybe a big fat savings account.
Yeah, well, after 8 years of being in high finance, she managed to rack up a sizable $700 million portfolio. Petrina decided to make the move and become a chef. It wasn't an easy journey and, you know, you can imagine how that was. For 2 years, she busted her gut, endured scoldings, cultivated patience as she worked on and often for free at famous restaurants so that she could learn from seasoned and accomplished chefs. But all that hard work paid off. She now runs her own restaurant. It's called Morsels. Like I said, it's in Dempsey. And not just that, she and the eatery have bagged quite a few awards. That includes Restaurant of the Year and Chef's Choice Western at the World Gourmet
Summit. So she didn't just survive, she also won a few awards.
Yeah, I know, right? So she's obviously taken amazing skills to a new level. So what made her want to be a chef? How did the experience from working in a bank help in the kitchen? We have her on the line, Petrina Lowe, chef and owner of Morsels. Hey, Petrina, very good Friday morning,
morning
to you.
Chef.
Good morning. Good Friday.
Well, we're really, really talking you up here. And Ryan was telling me that he has. When did you meet Petrina? How long ago was that?
I think it was 10 years ago before she became a chef. Do you remember that, Petrina? Back in Perth.
Yeah. It would be serious.
Very long time ago.
Awkward, Ryan. Awkward.
Yeah. Okay, well, Petrina, I know.
Don't worry about it. It happens. But Petrina, you've had such an amazing journey since just over these last few years. You, before becoming a chef, you were a former dancer with the Singapore Dance Theatre for 8 years. You had a thriving career as a banker, managing this portfolio of $700 million. And then you made the jump. I mean, what happened?
Yeah, it's been a ride.
So what was that sudden career change all about?
I wasn't dancing. I mean, I really liked dancing growing up, but then obviously, you know, typical Singapore parents, you have to study either banking to be a lawyer or, you know, a typical career. But so I did all of that. But I think after 8 years in banking, it wasn't my calling. So I decided I wanted to do something with food. But then I guess I didn't want to just invest in a restaurant. I wanted to be a part of it, and I really like eating and, you know, the whole experience. So I decided to quit banking and go really get greedy and dirty. And in San Francisco, that's where I got my culinary training.
No, Petrina, so this is a really inspiring journey you've managed to embark on. So a lot of people are also wondering, you know, should I take that first step to do something new and follow my passion? What was the journey like for you when you first started? Were there a lot of people, you know, saying maybe it's not a good idea, especially, you know, the family thinking, you know, you better stay in your job and make a big bucks from a bank?
I think where we decided to make the move was just before I hit 30, but then I was still bonded by MAS because I got a scholarship to do my master's. So I think that was a bit of why do you have to quit now? Why can't you just finish your bond, which is probably another half a year more? But then that would take me across 30, and I was like, you know, if I'm going to sit on it, I'll probably just sit on it. I'm never going to do something. So I guess there was a lot of objections from family. And I mean, with friends, you know, they're always like, yeah, you know, you should do it. They're always very encouraging. Mm. You know, because it's something new, you know, it would be fun if, you know, your friend opened a restaurant or something like that. So I guess it was just from family, there was always some kind of resistance. But in the end, you know, my mom was like, oh, yeah, if it's something that, you know, you think that you really want to do, then just go for it, right? And then just stick to it. I mean, she knows me very well. I mean, if I decide on something, then I'll just stick it through all the way.
Okay, so you've got a very interesting background. You were a dancer. You were
Actually, I wasn't a dancer.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I wasn't a dancing background, right?
So how I wasn't dancing professionally, yeah.
How did those experiences help you in your journey to become a chef? Do you take away any, you know, transferable skills from those backgrounds?
I think my previous careers have just led me, in terms of hospitality, you know, just you do in private banking, you're always interacting with people. As a team leader in private banking, you lead a team, so there's leadership skills. And also there's this, of course, in banking, you know, I always took clients out to wine and dine. And so then you build a palette as well, right? And yeah, so I guess everything just came together, you know. And then, of course, from a finance background, I did a finance and marketing double major. So everything just kind of tied in with what I'm currently doing. Besides just cooking.
Right. We're speaking to Petrina Lowe, chef and owner at Morsels, because it's F&B Friday and we love to have that opportunity. So here's one of the things that always intrigues me, and we're going to take a traffic break in just a moment. But before we do, I want to know how you even come up with that initial idea when you want to open a restaurant. Like, you've decided to open Morsels, but, you know, what is the creative process that goes into that?
I really wanted to cook fusion food, and I think that was a space in Singapore where I found that was lacking. There's great Japanese, there's great Italian, there's good French food. But then fusion food was a little bit bastardized. People weren't really doing it. I wouldn't say properly, but of course everyone has their own rendition of what it's like. But I think to really do fusion food, you really need to understand culture. And where I was trained in San Francisco, I really saw that. People just coming together, different cultures, and putting out a plate of, you could really see culture on a plate. And I think that was very intriguing to me, besides the food being tasty. So I thought there was a space over there, and being a Singaporean, I just wanted to take what I've learned abroad back here and just start something.
We are talking to Petrina Lowe, who is the chef and owner at Morsels. And Petrina has an amazing story. She started off as a banker. She was also a dancer, and then she decided to change everything and became a chef, and now runs and owns Morsels, which you will find in Dempsey. Hey, Petrina, thanks so much for holding on the line. Let's talk about Morsels, because, you know, you have this, you're now in Dempsey, right? But it started off in Little India. Tell us a little bit more about the restaurant and how it's probably an incredible part of your life.
Yeah, we first started in Little India, and I really just stumbled upon the spot. I wanted somewhere that was a bit grungy, and I think Little India was gentrifying at that point of time. So we were there for 4 years, and the Rochor MRT was getting built when they were building the Circle Line. That really affected us, because the shop house was, it's a pre-war shop house, and that's the beauty of it when we first started, and that really caught my eye. But because of that, the shop house was actually crumbling a lot of cracks, you know, and it was really hard for us to continue doing business there. And the landlord needed to put us out for like 3 months before, you know, they can renovate the whole thing. So I thought, you know, maybe I should look for another spot. And yeah, and I wasn't looking very hard, but then I saw a spot in Dempsey that came up, which had a little planter around it, and it was almost like a standalone little hut, and that really caught my eye. So yeah, I just, you know, decided to move the restaurant.
So I love to come and eat around that area, the Dempsey area. It's just got such a lovely, relaxing vibe. Is that a part of what makes a really successful restaurant as well? It's just the whole vibe around it. And how do you cultivate that vibe?
I think Dempsey is a really nice enclave, like, because it's right in the smack of town, but you don't feel like you're in town.
Yeah.
You know, you're surrounded by almost like a jungle-like kind of atmosphere. And everything is very spaced out, and it's got great history. I mean, something that really attracted me was also, you know, it used to be old barracks and the history. So the spot that we are at, it used to be actually a civil servant's clubhouse. And we have guests that come and tell me, oh, you know, I used to do this here. You know, I used to go for my medical checkup in that block. And I think that's the special thing about Dempsey. You know, there's a lot of history. There's a lot of talking points. And yeah, and I mean, we're next to like people like Sammy's and Long Beach, you know, and both, you know, both restaurants I really like to eat there as well. We're kind of tucked away. We're not like in a main area up in the hill where Jones the Grocer, you know, and all the other bigger restaurants are. Actually, and also I used to go to Dempsey a lot even growing up as a kid, you know, so there's a lot of memories for me just hanging out there. So when this spot came up, I was like, yeah, you know, let's try and bid for it.
Hey, Petrina, what also stands out for me is, you know, you being female in a rather male-dominated industry. What is that like, you know, when you go through a kitchen, of course, it is quite a physical job.
Yeah, I mean, being a female in a very male-dominated industry, firstly, of course, physical, you know, you have to be strong, because a lot of the stuff, you know, you carry, it's heavy, you know, it's very long hours. Initially, when I had to stand for like 8 hours, I just couldn't do it. But I think over time, you know, it's more of your mindset and your heart. Words can be very harsh in the kitchen as well. I mean, not in my kitchen, but I mean in a lot of other places that I've worked in. So I guess you just have to be, you know, females tend to take things very much to heart, and then that's not a good thing, because a lot of things are just work related. It's nothing personal. But, you know, we tend to overreact as a female.
I think it can
be difficult.
Yeah. I think that's a universal thing, isn't it, as well? That's all good advice for everyone, is don't take it personally. It's not always about you. But Petrina, with that question, I wanted to ask you, because you did the cordon bleu qualification, mm-hmm. why are so many chefs men?
Actually, there are a lot of female chefs. It's just that they're either not recognized or they don't open restaurants necessarily. But if you think about it, you know, a lot of Italian culture, a lot of famous or really tasty food comes out from the kitchens of your grandmothers, your mothers, you know, and this has never been publicized as much, I think.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of more professional, like hotels and all that, it's usually the males that helm the kitchens. I have no idea why, but historically, it's just always been that way. Although, I mean, it's kind of encouraging now that, you know, there are a lot more female chefs that are coming up to, you know, executive roles also in these big places, and I think that's great.
Yeah, well, you are definitely proof of the pudding. So that's a big inspiration for women everywhere. And it's also a big inspiration that, you know, it's never too late to change your career if you want to and if you're willing to be bold. On that note, Petrina Lowe, chef and owner of Morsels, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.